when the others realized that these two monks were actually the transformation bodies of great bodhisattvas, they were deeply ashamed that every day these great sages had served them their food. This shows how the intentions of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas differ from those of we ordinary people. If we genuinely have the wish to transcend our world of suffering, we need to no longer have the same intentions as ordinary people. But instead, we need to have the same intentions as Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Every year, every month, every day, every minute, we need to do our very best to only think, say, and do that which will benefit all others. If we try to do our very best, we will accomplish full goodness. But if we still have doubts and reservations, and thus have not done all that we can, then we will only achieve half goodness. So when we are accumulating virtuous deeds, we need to do so with the heart of sincerity. After reading Liao Fan's Four Lessons, we must believe that we have the courage, the determination to undergo anything, as long as we act with sincerity, we will receive so much more than we ever imagined possible. However, if we act in the hope of gaining this great return, then we have not acted with a heart of sincerity. We could give everything that we have, but we would barely receive half goodness. If we perform good deeds without expectation of reward, without the wish for prestige, wealth, wisdom, or long life, without the wish for anything, then we are bound to receive full and complete everything. Is this not being free and at great ease, enjoying the great liberation, when we no longer have desires? Our minds will be pure and honest and sincere. Our hearts will dwell in stillness and serenity and joy. Our behavior will thus be a reflection of our true nature. When our true nature and virtues are uncovered, what we find, what we will receive, will be incredible. We will finally be able to transcend the six realms of birth and death. We will finally be able to go to the Western Pure Land of Buddha, Amitabha. Respected Dharma Masters, fellow practitioners, and guests, if we perform good deeds without expectation of reward, without the wish for prestige, wealth, wisdom, health, or long life without the wish for anything, then we are bound to receive full and complete everything. This is truly being free and at great ease. When we no longer have longings, our minds will be pure and honest and innocent. Our hearts will dwell in stillness and serenity and joy. Our behavior will reflect the qualities of our true nature: honor, loving kindness, and dignity. When our true nature and virtues are uncovered, what we will find, what we will receive, will be incredible. From the book, "The heart of a genuinely honorable person is filled with loving kindness and respect for others." There are different types of people in this world. Some are close to us, while others are strangers. Some are in high positions, while others are in low. Some are smart, while others are not. And some are virtuous, while others are corrupt. Nevertheless, they are humans like us, and are thus all one entity. I should neither hate nor disrespect anyone. End quote. The first of the 10 great vows of universal worthy bodhisattva is to pay respect to all Buddhas and all others. From the aspect of principle, despite the apparent differences among people, all people are one to those who understand. However, from the aspect of phenomena, of appearance, we know that differences do exist. But regardless of this, we are all part of humanity, are all part of one another. Once we realize this and truly view others as we view ourselves. The Buddha once said, "Throughout all time and space, there is only the one self." Thus, the kindness and compassion of the Buddha is affinity without condition in great kindness, and the embodiment of all in great compassion. This is wisdom, which we would do well to understand, respect, and pass on. We should have loving kindness and respect for all beings, animate and inanimate. From the text, when our hearts are filled with loving kindness and respect for others, it is the same as if our hearts were filled with loving kindness and respect for the sages and virtuous people. When we understand and agree with others, it is the same as if we understand and agree with the sages and virtuous people. End quote. In ancient China, people who were well educated knew how to respect sages and virtuous people. This is different from our society today. Our technological society is immersed in greed, anger, ignorance, and arrogance. When we show respect, our thoughts and behavior are different from those of the past, when this respect was sincere and sages and virtuous people were role models for society. Upon seeing a sage, others would immediately try to correct their behavior in emulation. Today, people often go through the formalities of showing respect to the bodhisattvas, heavenly beings and spirits, in the hope of gaining something in return. All too often, this is their sole intention. Mr. Liao Fan said that understanding and agreeing with other people is the same as understanding and agreeing with the sages and virtuous people. Their main objective is to create goodness and happiness for all people. Who among us would not prefer to live in a peaceful and prosperous society? The Chinese often wish for the five good fortunes of wealth and prestige, longevity, merits and virtues, happiness and no adversities, and a good death. These are the wishes of virtually everyone in this world. But what most people wish for are the good effects, the good results. What they do not know, or what they have forgotten, is that good effects come only after we have accomplished good causes. If we do not practice good causes and do not perform good deeds, then there is no way that we can expect good results. The sages and virtuous people also want everybody to attain good fortune. The difference is that these virtuous people possess great wisdom, whereas we, ordinary beings, are confused and ignorant. This is why the virtuous people teach everyone how to practice good deeds and to accumulate merits in order for everyone to receive good fortune. Practicing goodness and accumulating merits starts from our learning to have loving kindness and respect for all beings, objects, and matters. This loving kindness and respect must be sincere. This is why the first of the 10 great vows of universal worthy bodhisattva is to respect all Buddhas and others. This teaches us how to have sincere respect for everything. From the text. Why? Because all the virtuous people and sages want the people on this earth to obtain what they wish for. Therefore, if we can have loving kindness and respect for people and help them to achieve in their endeavors, we are doing the job of a sage or a virtuous person. End quote. The sole intention of sages, virtuous people, and bodhisattvas is to teach beings how to obtain what they wish for. For those who are outstanding and intelligent and so inclined, the virtuous people will try to guide them in becoming a Buddha or Bodhisattva. For those who do not wish this, the virtuous people will try to help them achieve what they wish for. Therefore, we too would do well to have loving kindness and respect for all beings. From the text. What does helping others to do good mean? If we threw away raw jade, it would be like any other worthless stone. But if we carve and polish it, it will be transformed into a valuable object. End quote. We need to help others to achieve in their endeavors. Helping others is one of the virtues of our self-nature and enhances our merits. We use jade as an example because jade is considered one of the most delicate and beautiful of all stones. If we carve and polish it, it will become a valuable jade object. In ancient times, these were often used as tokens of a promise. The most preferred shape was round and flat, with a circular hole in the middle. This was called a B. Another style was called Gui and Zhang. Their use was similar to a memo pad and served as a reminder of something important to be done. Usually, the size of a Gui was larger than that of a Zhang. Examples of several of these jade objects can be found in the National Palace Museum in Taiwan. From the book. So when we see people whom we feel have good potential for doing a good deed or working towards a proper goal, we can guide, support, praise, and encourage them, helping them to succeed in their endeavors. End quote. This is talking about nurturing talented people. When we see others whose hearts are kind and who have a loyal and generous nature, or whose goals are good and ethical, then we should help them in every way possible to accomplish their endeavors. We need to encourage them to follow the right path and nurture them until they achieve their objectives. The Flower Adornment Sutra is a very good example of this. We see Sudana, who, as a student, has 53 benevolent teachers or spiritual guides. Although he is very young, he is our elder, a senior in high standing. His virtues, merits, and knowledge are truly deserving of respect. We can learn much from him. As Suddhodana met each of the spiritual guides, he bowed and paid his respects. The spiritual guide would then ask him, "Where did you come from? Why did you come here? And what do you seek?" All 53 spiritual guides asked Suddhodana the same questions, and all received the same answer. Therefore, this phrase makes a very deep impression because it was said repeatedly. The first part of the answer is, "I have vowed to attain perfect, complete enlightenment, and I wish to achieve unsurpassed Bodhi. But I do not know how to practice or what intent to have. Thus, I have come here to ask for your guidance." Making a vow is what we mean by setting a goal. If the goal is worthy and the student is diligent, then we must do our best to help him or her. Therefore, as long as we have a proper goal, then no matter whether the teachings are of this world or beyond, we will have a bright future and great accomplishments. If we see others who have this potential, then we can encourage and assist them in achieving their endeavors. If they suffer hardships, then we should alleviate their difficulties so they can concentrate on accomplishing their teachings. From the book, if others wrongly accuse them, we can try to clear their name and share their burden of slander. Only when we have helped them stand on their feet and become part of society will we have fulfilled our responsibility in helping others to do good." End quote. During the practice to become a sage, regardless of whether in this world or beyond, people are bound to encounter jealousy and slander. This can create confusion and possibly even discourage them from pursuing their studies. If this were to happen, it would be tragic. This is when we have to share their worries. When others slander them, we need to help them clear their name, to do all we can so they can stand on their own and become a worthwhile member of society. If we have achieved this, then we have accomplished great knowledge, wisdom, virtue, and merit. They will then be able to contribute to society because we have helped them reach their goal. However many merits and virtue they may accumulate, the person who achieved them who help them to achieve this will accumulate the same amount as well. In ancient China, if someone were to recommend a person of great worth to the emperor, that person would be rewarded. Because whenever this person contributed to the country and created benefits for others, it would have been, having it done for this person would have been the same as for the person who recommended them. Therefore, in ancient China, people often recommended those who were good, filial, honest, and talented to the imperial palace, because their talents could then be cultivated. Why would others want to create trouble for us if we were good? As an old saying goes, good things do not come easily. There are many obstacles. If someone wants to commit bad deeds, then Mara would be very happy because he loves bad deeds. Not only would he not obstruct this person from wrongdoing, but he would do all he could to help. On the other hand, if we want to perform good deeds, then that would be going against his wishes. So he will do everything he can to deter us. Mara is one factor which causes trouble. Another is our own karmic creditors from past lifetimes. When they see that we are practicing well and might transcend the six realms of reincarnation, they want to stop us. This is because we have not yet paid them what we owe from our past lives. This debt may be money. It may be a life. These creditors will not stand idly by and watch us succeed in our practice, but will create obstacles to prevent us from achieving our goal. Thus, the path to awakening is filled with obstacles. Through innumerable eons, we have created infinite karmic obstacles. How then are we to rid ourselves of them? We should dedicate our daily studies to our karmic creditors to share our merits with them. By passing these merits on to them, we achieve full virtue. What do we want? Nothing. If we do not commit to this vow, it will be difficult for us to achieve awakening without encountering these karmic obstacles. When we make this vow, we need to commit to following it according to the principles in the Diamond Sutra. We need to sincerely and honestly abide by these principles. From the text, most people dislike those who are different from them. End quote. Most of us prefer those who are similar to ourselves. For instance, those who practice Buddhism feel closer to others who are also practicing and more distant from those who are not. This difference is especially noticeable within the family. If our parents and siblings do not practice Buddhism, and we are the only vegetarians, then there will be conflicts. This is actually our own fault. It would be very helpful to determine what we are doing wrong. Why would other family members disapprove of our practicing Buddhism? Sometimes, when fellow Buddhists come to visit us, it might seem that they are so close to us that they are even closer than our own family. We might appear happier with them than with our own mother. When she sees this, she is bound to feel unhappy. Therefore, we should love and care for our family members in the same way that we do other practitioners. In this way, our families will not oppose our practicing Buddhism. There are many cases where family conflict has arisen when only one member practiced. Often, that one member does not reflect upon his or her behavior and was blinded to the causes of the discontent. Only when we are watching from the side can we see the problems. If we would only spend some time to reflect, we would easily find the remedy to the difficulty. When other practitioners come to visit us, we should show even more respect to our family. In this way, they will feel even better. In this way, they will no longer protest our behavior. They might even come to like our practicing and encourage friends and relatives to follow suit. Therefore, when interacting with family members, do not use verbal education, but learn from Emperor Shun and use behavioral education. We need to set a good example for them. Then, when they see the good results from practicing Buddhism, they will automatically help us to advocate it. From the book, there are always more bad people around than good people. Therefore, those who are good often have difficulty standing on their own. End quote. Good people comprise one group and bad people another. The latter has more people and more power. Those who are good are in the minority and have little power. Because of this, they often have problems standing on their own. It becomes difficult for them to practice good deeds because those who are bad will use their power to create obstacles for them. Ever since Buddha Shakyamuni gave us the teachings, this situation has occurred for every succeeding generation of Buddhists. After Master Huai Neng attained enlightenment, he went into hiding with a group of hunters for 15 years. Why? Because of the jealousy and the obstacles he encountered. Good people often do not have the opportunity to learn because those who are bad outnumber those who are good. The former will often be able to obstruct the latter. This is why sometimes when good people are trying to stand on their own, they may not get the opportunity to practice goodness as much as they wish to. Thus, many can only help keep themselves unpolluted and pure, but lack the strength to help any others. If we want them to be able to do good for the whole world, then those of us who possess wisdom, good fortune, and virtue must do our best to help them. From the book. Good people often have good abilities and virtues, which allow them to achieve fame. They usually do not care much about their appearance. They can easily be wrongly accused, so striving to do good turns out to be a challenge. When this happens, it is entirely up to virtuous people and elders to protect and help those who are good and need to stand on their own. They can provide what the good people need to practice goodness. The merits of these virtuous people and elders who do this will be great. End quote. Those who have good abilities and virtues that exceed others usually achieve fame. Locally, everyone would know them. In other words, they are highly renowned. These people are skilled and talented. However, their lifestyles are easygoing and they do not pay much attention to details. Unfortunately, this often offends others. We know that when we practice Buddhism, we must be extremely respectful towards the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. However, we need not be overly concerned with trivialities. If we pay too much attention to them, it can interfere with our practice. We should feel and show sincere respect. But if we see others who are disrespectful, we should not mind them. In the course of our practice, we need to grasp the main principle. The pure heart will give rise to the pure land. Night and day, always remember to chant Amitabha. Everything else is insignificant. For those who are elder, and less agile. It is not necessary to kneel when reciting a sutra. Do not attach to formalities. For Pure Land practitioners to seek a bond between Buddha Amitabha and ourselves is of the utmost importance. The elderly or weak can continue their practice even when lying down, or they can use the most comfortable position when chanting Amitabha or reciting the sutra, kneeling, sitting, or walking. Upon feeling weak, it is okay to lie down and listen to the sutra on a tape. Lying in bed and listening to the chanting or listening to the sutra can achieve the same merits as when sitting or walking. But please remember not to chant aloud while lying down, because it can be harmful to our health. Mahayana Buddhism is liberal, without many restrictions. So what are all the rituals and rules for? For others. It is behavioral education to initiate respect from others and to motivate their wish to practice Buddhism. Mahayana Buddhism practices on the mind, concentrates on the mind, not on matters. Exceptionally talented people are not bothered by minor details and consequently can easily offend others and cause gossip. Therefore, attempts to do good deeds often fail because good people often suffer from accusations and slander. When this happens, those who are trying to do good must depend on virtuous people or an elder with wisdom and virtue to help them overcome their difficulties so they can contribute to society. The virtuous people and elders will achieve the greatest merit, because they are not just helping one individual, but are helping the entire society, so that everyone may enjoy the same good fortune. This is truly great merit. If we were able to encourage, nurture, and help a Dharma master so that he or she could teach Buddhism to others, the merits would be incomparable. However, many people do not know this. They believe that if they donate money to restore a Buddhist way place, the merits would be greater. Actually, such merit is limited. In fact, some may even have committed a bad deed, although they had good intentions. Therefore, in nurturing talented people, we will have truly achieved great merit. Only with these masters can we guarantee the propagation of the teachings so that Buddhism will never be forgotten in this world. it is extremely difficult to encourage and nurture talented teachers of Buddhism. They must seek self-enlightenment as well as to help others achieve enlightenment. Their minds must be pure and non-discriminatory, without selfish thoughts. These are the necessary qualities for someone to teach Buddhism. If we do encounter such a true Buddhist successor, we should do our utmost to help him or her. Once this person is accomplished and is able to contribute to Buddhism, the merits we have achieved in helping will be equal to his or her own. In our present society, why are so few people teaching Buddhism? The opportunity to do so may not yet have presented itself, or the individuals may not be sincerely dedicated to propagating the teachings to help all beings. And often, lay people like to listen to older masters and do not go to listen